この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Haru.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10, and we have such a treat for you today. We are bringing you September 2022's Artist of the Month episode, with our focus this time being on the wonderful group Official Hige Dandism. But before we get into the action, I have a short announcement for everybody. Do you want to join our team? We are urgently looking for an audio editor to join our podcast, so you can join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there and get to work with really cool people like Haru and I. So if you are interested in Japanese music and want to brush up some of your audio editing skills, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for all of those details.Without further ado, let us kind of get into our Artist of the Month episode about Official Hige Dandism. So Haru, are you familiar with this band at all? Are you a fan?
Yes, of course. Actually, they're my favorite J-pop artists in Reiwa era.
Wow. Wow, that's a high honor. That's really cool. And I honestly think you made a good choice because they are great, as I'm sure we'll discover over our episode today. Well, just to start things off, let's give our listeners, as always, a little look into what Official Hige Dandism is all about. So Official Hige Dandism, also widely known just as Higedan, as a shortened version, is a Japanese piano pop band that was formed on June 7th, 2012.
The all-boy band includes four musicians: Fujiwara Satoshi, the lead vocalist and the pianist; Osaka Daisuke, the lead guitarist; Narazaki Makoto, the bassist and the part-time saxophonist; as well as Matsuura Masaki, the drummer and percussionist. The instrumentalists who back Fujiwara are also back singers.
Oh, wow, that's really cool. I didn't realize that. So Higedan has actually won over 16 awards pertaining to their music, artistry, and music videos. These range from local to national to even internationally recognized awards.
They have a serious fan base called Official Hige Dandism Mobile Fan Club, also known as Brothers.For a monthly fee, you can access exclusive services such as advanced tickets, member-only blogs, and more.
And a little bit about their name, it actually includes the translation manly mustache, but for a good reason. So the members say that even when the day and age come that beards look good, they still want to be making music and get people excited with their music.
Higedan made their major debut with the song No Doubt, which also serves as the theme song for this series, Confidence Man JP. People began hearing the song and wondering who the artist was. This is when Higedan began to shine.
So Higedan also likes to make up songs on the spot. During several reality TV interviews, this fact was actually uncovered before, you know, live audiences and things, and the band was actually asked to give an example.So they typically will start with a funny phrase or theme, and since all of them can sing, they will take turns and create a funny song together.
The band enjoys listening to equally uplifting music similar to their own, with artists such as Anderson .Paak, John Legend, and Bruno Mars.
And Higedan's popularity has given the members confidence to write new kinds of music and ideas without feeling worried about what the world thinks. With their goal being to release music that makes them happy they exist in the world. This mindset is a big reason why the group continues to grow in popularity despite their changing sound.
Their music videos have lots of energy in them, with often contrasting backgrounds and interesting characters and plots involved.Examples include rooftop socials, performing literally on top of an open body of water, and following the lives of strangers to convey themes such as heartbreak, friendship, and family. Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured on our podcast? reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp, which is nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you on a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
All right, we are bringing it back to some of the kind of classic sounds, or at least what I associate classically with official Higedanism sound, to Tell Me Baby from April 11th, 2018.
Thank you.
That Again was Tell Me Baby. The lyrics talk largely about uncovering the truth that the woman in the relationship is hiding. That's very mysterious.
Yeah. When members were asked what the group would like to do when they all have free time together, they all said that they would either like to find good nature spots or to do escape rooms.
That's a very different vibe. But although this song was a part of the band's album Escaparade, this song was also released as a digital single on July 21st, 2017. I guess it's good that they want to spend time outside of playing music together, but doing escape rooms seems like so much stress. Maybe they get like good lyric ideas or something when they're in there.
Have you watched the music video?
I didn't. I only listened to the song. What about the music video is interesting?
So it's a female dancer, and she keeps dancing in this entire music video. And, you know, it's a mature, a little bit hot music video.
Oh, I'll make sure that no one's around and I'm not, like, in the company of others. Maybe I'll have to take a look after we're done recording.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. Reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. And the next song we have is my number one song of Higedan. And I think everyone loves this song. This is Pretender from August 31st, 2019.
I'm sorry. それはいつも通り慣れてしまえば悪くはないけど君とのロマンスは人生から続きはしないことを知ったもっと違う設定でもっと違う関係で出会える世界線選べたらよかったもっと違う性格でもっと違う価値観で愛を伝えられたらいいねそう願っても無駄だから Goodbye 君の運命の人は僕じゃない辛いけど否めないでも離れがたいのさその髪に触れただけで痛いやいやでも甘いないやいや Goodbye それじゃ僕にとって君は何答えはわからない分かりたくもないのさたった一つ確かなことがあるとするのならば君は綺麗一つとしてピンとこなくて飛行機の窓から見下ろした知らない街の夜景みたいだもっと違う設定でもっと違う関係で出会える世界線選べたらよかった至って純な心で叶った恋を抱きしめて無責任
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was Pretender. It's known as the representative song of Higedan. It's known as a sad love song involving a guy not thinking he is worthy of the person he loves.
Yes, and this song, being their big hits, reached the number one position on Billboard Japan Hot 100 chart, as well as 9th on Oricon's Japan Weekly Singles.
The music video of Pretender has the view of Taipei in the background, as well as scenes including local Taiwanese models. This music video is also Higedan's most viewed video on YouTube, with over 420 million views and counting.
I love this video. I mean, like you mentioned, everyone loves this song, but yeah, it fits so well. I feel like this is the song that will always remind me of Higedanism the most, you know, of course, more than anything. I think it might be my top official Higedanism song as well. Maybe.
Yeah, me too. And for me, the lyrics hit me so hard somehow. You know, the chorus part, I'm not your soulmate, it hurts, but I can't deny it, that it's still hard to let go, something.
Haru, I'm so sorry that those lyrics resonate with you. But I can understand, it is very relatable. Well, your heart doesn't have to hurt, because our annual listener survey is out, which means that if you just take 5 minutes to let us know what you think about our podcast, it can win you a free $100 gift card to the retailer of your choice, which of course will heal temporarily your broken heart, maybe, or your aching heart. No, but if you are interested in participating and want a chance to win that free $100 gift card, please see our website at jtop10.jp/survey for all of those details. And sadly, we are getting to the part of the podcast that makes me a little sad and makes my heart ache a little bit, and that is because we're down to our, you know, last couple of songs here, but we have something to look forward to in our next song, Mixed Nuts, from April 15th, 2022.
生まれた場所が木の上か地面の中か
しく雨が湿らせますように。時に冷たくて騒がしい窓の向こう、 you know、 星の一つも見つからない、雷に満ちた日があってもいい、ミスだらけ、アドリブ任せのショーバナナ、所詮人影の日常だから、腹の中にでも流してね、
that again was Mixed Nuts. So this song appears in the anime adaptation Spy Family as the opening theme. Spy Family follows the life of a seemingly normal family, except for the fact that the father's a secret agent, the mother is a hit woman, and the child has telepathic powers.
I wish I could have the powers.
yeah, and I wish I was a secret agent.
Mixed Nuts has appeared on Billboard's Global 200 for 14 weeks, largely thanks to the anime's huge worldwide popularity. It also topped the Billboard Japan Hot 100 on May 18th and July 6th this year, and remains at high rank on several other lists as well.
Yes, and Mixed Nuts incorporates a lot of jazz elements at a fast-paced speed, which is probably why you feel quite uplifted and positive after. Higedan does a great job of showcasing the talents here, as their sound directly impacts the audience's mood throughout the listening experience. And I think they did a really good job matching the kind of theme and pace and, I guess, like, just atmosphere of Spy Family as well.
Ooh. Have you ever watched Spy Family?
Yeah, so I actually was reading the manga before the anime came out, and this is like maybe a bit before. I didn't even know there was an anime, but I was reading it because my friend said it was very good. So, of course, now that it has become such a huge hit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. How about you, Haru? Did you watch Spy Family yet or anything?
I haven't watched it, but I know this is really popular in Japan right now.
Yeah, right. And like, it's even so popular here in, well, I'm back in America for a short time now, and I've just seen so many, you know, goods, and my friend even like pre-ordered a figurine of a couple of the characters. So it's just like surprised me that, I know anime and manga kind of has a fast turnover, you know, things that are popular often come and go, but yeah, Spy Family really came quickly.
Yeah, the story sounds interesting, so I want to watch it.
Yeah, please do. Well, if you are also looking for more things to listen to, why not join our Patreon club? So, if you would like to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs and content per episode, you can join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month. So, not only do you get to support our podcast, you also get to get more music and insights and into Japanese music and culture, as well as spend a little bit more time with your lovely hosts.
Unfortunately, this is the last song of this official Higedanism episode, and which is Bad For Me from October 6th, 2018.
Shimmy got feet.
that was bad for me. And this song tells the dramatic emotions and events of a person who realized their partner was not a good influence for them and ends with them finally breaking free.
Well, kind of speaking towards the group's sound more generally to finish up here, the composer, Satoshi, really admired Earth, Wind & Fire's September, which helps explain why many of their songs have a disco-like tinge, as well as elements of brass and other jazz sounds in them.
And I personally like kind of Western pop influenced J-pop. Before doing this episode, I just know Higedan's famous songs like Pretender and I Love. And as we listen to 12 songs of Higedan so far, I've noticed that their music style really matches with my musical taste. They have some elements of Western music. I mean, 洋楽.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. And yeah, it was just interesting to me because, like you mentioned, there are some, but it's, you know, not as common to have Western influence or like this jazzy piano sound. So I definitely agree that it's really cool to see, and I love getting to experience it and, you know, share it with everyone like we did today.
And also, most of Higedan's music video have English subtitles and Chinese or other languages as well, so everyone can enjoy listening and watching Higedan's songs.
Oh, that's a good tip. Thank you, Haru. Well, unfortunately, that brings us to the end of our episode today, but fear not, listeners. You can catch Shana and Christine, who will join you in a little over a week from now for a brand new Top 10 Countdown for September. So, yes, kick off my birth month with Shana and Christine. All right, until then, enjoy some Higedanism, and we hope that you all stay safe, and we'll see you later.
Thank you so much for listening.
Dane.
Sayonara. Japan Top 10.